like to welcome you very special week here with Big Al Anderson, and obviously the next 2 days with the Wild Weeds. We're really, really excited to have you here. How about a warm thank you to the Lonesome Brothers again for welcoming us up. You guys will be with us again tomorrow with great musicians. So I was going to be the guy to announce the Wild Weeds, but somebody else flew into town, very special personality. When I was a little kid, I used to listen, and I still do, but to DRC quite a bit, and also used to see the ads on the TV for the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. So would you please give a warm Iron Horse welcome to Mr. Dick Robinson.
Nobody that remembers 1360. No, come on now. You don't remember that. Even you don't remember that. How many remember when they were called the Six Packs? Honest to God, I'm old and a jerk, man, but I had the greatest time of my life back in the old days at WDRC when it was the Dick Robinson Company, but they changed that after I left. Those were the days. Things were more simple, I think. We had such fun. At night, the guys would come back for the Windsor Locks Knights of Columbus Hall or for the Second Congo Church up here. I was doing more record hops than a kangaroo back in those days. And they'd all come back, and I'd put them on the air, and I'd say, Big Al, do Ray Charles. And he'd sing, Georgia, on my mind. And he's going to do it tonight. First time, we're going to do more of these shows everywhere because of Eric. He picked me up in a Greyhound bus down in Palm Beach, sent me up. I had a television set in the co-ed boys and girls room back there. And he brought me upstairs, and I got a better seat. But tonight is, I think, the start of a great new year. I got the vibe, I got the feeling when I saw Lee Pack and everybody here. But the first time in 47 years, and for me to be blessed to be here and to have these guys in my life all these years is another blessing, I think, from a higher power. It really is, for an old geek like me. And Eric, thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, and you too, here's a reunion of the Wild Weeds right now at the Iron Horse. Big Al, Lee Pack, the Wild Weeds, everybody.
Charts go. Hey, I cannot believe Dick Robinson's here. I'm going to give you a little story. Me and Alex and Andy in the early 60s, we were in venture bands and just instrumental bands, nobody sang. And we did, we never had any gigs, we just practiced a lot. But then we ran into this guy, Ray Ziner. We were playing in a band called the Blues Messengers and the Impalas, and then we started playing in the north end of Hartford in black clubs called the Red Ash on Albany Avenue, and the Rockabye, which is my favorite one of all time, on the north end of the Subway Lounge. We played with the Drifters here one time, backed them up. And then he got a steady gig at the Hofbra in Hartford. And we weren't doing anything, so me and Skip Yukaitis and Andy and Alex, we started a band called the Six Packs. And the only gigs we had were at the BFW Hall in Windsor. And Dick Robinson's record house. He'd give us 10 or 15 bucks to come in and play a couple songs. And then we decided we're going to go. He gave us a studio to go down to record Synchron. And we cut four sides and nothing happened with that. He had a label called Fawn, it just didn't happen, whatever. And then we went in and cut Nobody to Cry, and he just sat there forever. And we didn't know what we were going to do with it. And then Christine Ullman is here tonight, her significant other at the time. She sings with the Saturday Night Live band, which has her own band. He picked it up and found us a record deal, but it was Dick Robinson that got the ball rolling for us. I'll never forget that guy, man. It was the greatest thing in the world having him play our record at nighttime. I remember the coolest thing, other than just hearing your record on the radio, me and Skip pulled in the McDonald's, man, and all of a sudden we were just rock stars. Fatso to rock star overnight. But the cool thing was when you said, please stop calling the station, we'll play this record as much as we can. That's cool. Where'd my charts go? They're gone. Oh. Somebody stole them. Souvenir. I don't even know the words. Remember the words? Alzheimer's. I'm not Glenn Campbell yet, but I'm close. Don't get me wrong, Glenn Campbell was great. Thank you. Nick Robinson.
Speaker Jim,
there you go.
Hand me back.
but never square.
Hasn't played a gig or bass in 45 years. For Ray's been 40. For Andy, it's been 45 years. So we got together and did 2 days of rehearsals, and we're not the Beatles. We're doing the best we can. Ray's going to do an original right now. Thank you. Foxtops came to Hartford in 1967. I think they played the Hop Frog, matter of fact.
I think they did.
They did Nobody to Cry. By the way, Alex, who left right before we made that record, decided to go to the service. He didn't just go in the service. He was Green Beret, Special Forces, CIA, all that Cambodia, all that stuff. And he was in North Carolina at Fort Bragg, and he's in his barracks, and on comes the record.
Well, what the hell is this?
We subsequently went down there and played for this DJ 10 hours of go-go. He was number one down there. So we did that. And that's my story, except this is the Foxtop song, We're Paying It Back Tonight.
Give me a ticket for an airplane. We got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
School. We were old drinking buddies. We had a 50 Oldsmobile. Had the best heater in the world in the wintertime for getting drunk in.
Al loved my car. You know, when I was riding in the car, taking a right was much easier. It was like power steering.
Unfortunately, Jeff won't be with us tonight.
I haven't got that in now. I apologize. I did it with everybody in the car. It was a front end problem.
We're going to do a song that we used to do in the clubs, and we were the only white people in the place, so it was a great days of my life.
Thank you.
favorite song. This is my favorite Bowie song from my own personal favorite. We don't care about your voice. Lose it.
It's my personal favorite, too, by the way. First thing I heard was Stone Out of My Mind. The Skippy Kaiser's house was Flatfoot Lizzy. I just went, what the fuck was that? Blew my mind. Then I bought the first album, and this is on it. And so the Weeds cut it in. This is our NRBQ cover.
Come on, if you're coming, don't you hear what I said? I'm tired of waiting on you.
2002, and he sang all the high stuff. He could sing higher than Stevie Wonder, practically.
And I'm so honored to be standing in for one of the greatest high harmony singers ever, Bobby Dudek.
I might need the words.
And a shout out to Skip Yukaitis as well. Skip.
We love you, Skip.
One time when we were playing Dickie Robinson's thing, we finally got these tails. And Skip got so drunk that we just threw him out on his lawn when we dropped him off at his house.
The
drum dropped
his lawn. No, that's not
we're the just worst man. He had Beetle
boots. We just left him there.
I forgot the Beetle boots out.
Oh, the Beetle boots. I forgot about the Beetle boots.
Well, I'm sitting all alone. Nobody looking at me. I wonder what they see. Could it be this lonely dancing with me? Can't you see that I'm lonely? Can't you see that I'm lonely? Can't you see that I'm lonely? Thank you.
fell over. Gee, sorry.
Is that a guitar, Al?
I have all of them.
This one writes the song.
I love this song. Never came out except on the Best of Wild Weeks CD. Beautiful song.
This was never released.
Come back home and love me like
a man. Cause I'm on the way to Christmas, baby. Boy, you gotta take my hand.
And he hopes to grab his father when kids have passed.
His hair used to be real long. He used to be able to shake his hair in this next song. Still got hair, just ain't long enough.
Let's go get the star.
warm like the air. Can I find you? Get a bottle of gin.
Song. Dick Robinson, you gotta come up here. Gotta have him up here. Where you go? He's coming. He's actually older than me. Because you started all this shit. We're both playing this over 20 years, 19 for him.
I'm older than dirt.
I'm not gonna push this any further.
Hasn't this been, when you think of those days, they were just more simple, they were beautiful. And you and the guys made my life so much fun, you know.
You made our life.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I had a great time doing it. Lee Back and you guys, just thank you so much.
Percy Sledge, a little thing called With a Man.
Oh,
Jones Street. Have a nice time.